Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and we are here for a special, special bonus for our Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training. And this is a special bonus call with someone who I just adore and respect, and I just can't wait to share him with you guys. And the topic of our conversation is enrolling high-paying clients without really doing any selling, which I know that all of us are really committed to. We don't want to really feel pushy or salesy, and a lot of times we undervalue our services and don't do the words and say the things that are going to help somebody make a decision to work with us because we're afraid of being too salesy. So I want to introduce you to Bill Barron, and you've all heard me speak about Bill Barron before. He has been a mentor of mine for like the last 3 or 4 years. I've learned a tremendous amount from Bill after taking some of Bill's training and enrollment conversations. I went from not enrolling anybody, just giving and giving and giving and having them say, see ya, I can take care of that, I'll just do all that and it'll take me 3 months, I'll call you back then, to having people like pounding down the pavements trying to work with me. So I am so in gratitude to Bill for all the wonderful things that he's done for me, and he's done this for lots of other people. He's got an amazing business. He's got multi-million dollar business by now, and he teaches conscious entrepreneurs. He's committed to conscious business practices. He's committed to really selling in a way, if we can use that word, selling in a way that helps other people to get what they need. And he provides it, and he helps his students to provide it. So we're here today to talk about enrollment conversations, how we get people to start to work with him. I was in Bill's program, The Big Shift, and he teaches a course called The Big Shift Experience. It's a 3-day weekend, and it's an amazing, powerful event where about 400 people come and just hang on every word he says. So we have him exclusively for us for the next hour or so, where we can get our questions answered about enrollment conversations, how to do them in a way that we feel good and we don't feel icky. And Bill, I'm just so excited to be here and have you here with us.
Well, this is a special treat because you know this, but other people on the call may not, how much I adore you. And it is an honor and a privilege to be here. And it's been an honor and a privilege watching you and your gifts and your business just completely blossom. And it's just beautiful, you know, because what you do makes such a tremendous difference in the world. And as you know, I'm really passionate about helping people that are here to make that difference multiply that effect.
Thank you. Thank you. And every single person, I could say this from the bottom of my heart, every single person on this call live and who will be listening to this on a recording who's in this program had that same level of dedication to making a difference in the world. And that's why I get goosebumps, you know, every time I get to be on calls with these guys. And they are dedicated and their messages need to get out there. And I just think you're the perfect person to help them do that.
Awesome.
Great. So should we begin?
Let's do it.
All right. So, you know, when I first heard you speak and you said, yeah, you know, I get on these enrollment calls with people and probably about 80% of them say yes. You have a gift for that, yet you're able to teach that to other people. So I want you to just share with everybody, what are enrollment conversations? What's your definition of an enrollment conversation and how it's going to benefit everybody to learn how to do these really, really well?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually want to start out with sort of connecting some of the pieces. So I've been in that same place that you were talking about, Rita Marie, where I'm just thirsty to create a positive impact on the world. And like raring to go, feeling like, oh my God, what I've got, all this knowledge, all of my skills, could really make a difference in people's lives.
Yeah.
But I can't seem to freaking get a client for the life of me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's devastating to be able to feel like, okay, here it is. I have an opportunity to really, really make a mark on this planet, to do something special, to do something for the first time in my life where I feel like people's lives are going to be changed. And like, what's standing in my way to truly do that? And then to also truly make a livelihood out of it is to be able to attract people to conversations.
Yep.
And then in those conversations, and that's why I don't call them sales conversations, because I don't want them to be a sales conversation. I want to have that conversation be something where I enroll people into committing fully to what it is that they truly want. You know, so that for the practitioners that are on a call, like for you, when somebody is fully, fully, 100% enrolled into doing whatever it takes for them to get their health in order, for them to get their nutrition in check, for them to feel absolutely radiant and alive, like when they can feel like this is the most important thing for me in my life right now, bar none. And you're in a really awesome place, because if people, without help, we have nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Yep.
So as far as I'm concerned, there's very little that is as easy to enroll people into as anything surrounding health. Because when somebody doesn't feel alive and just, I know, because I've experienced that in my life, where it's like, I'm having a hard time like getting up in the morning.
Right.
And when I don't have that, everything in my life feels dark and bleak. And so when you're able to have a conversation with somebody, when they're fully committed to finally going for it, and then you are fully committed to doing everything you can so they can see that their path to that incredible health will be so much better with you than without you.
Yep.
Then it becomes, there's no sales involved. People are asking you, like, okay, what do we do? How do we get started?
Exactly.
And it's just an amazing, amazing feeling.
And when you said all that, I get goosebumps, because what I really realized, and if you put it in those words, is when we get on one of these conversations and everybody's nervous about, are they going to work with me, and can I? But we're not selling ourselves.
No.
We're selling the concept of being vibrantly healthy. And once they are, quote unquote, sold on the concept of, yes, I want to be vibrantly healthy, then we just have to weave it into how did they get there and we're their guide. And so that's a very freeing situation. We're not selling ourselves, because so many people say, oh, I could sell anything except myself. I can't sell myself. We're not selling ourselves, guys. We're selling them the concept of being radiantly healthy.
Yes, and there's actually two things. And, you know, this is a little bit more of an advanced move, but it's important for the people that are in your programs, Rita Marie, because you have a system. So when you think about it, when somebody is raring to go, they're like committed, they want that health to be as good as it could be.
Yep.
And here's a system that can help you get there.
Yep.
It's like the winning combination. It's the same thing with me. Like right now I'm talking to you about my system, about my master enrollment system, right?
Yep.
And what it's not about me. It says nothing about me whether you say yes to wanting to learn anything with me in the future or not. And that's an important element, is that we often mistake the fact that we are not selling ourselves.
Right.
Because the bottom line is, we are never for sale. But we are enrolling people into their dream.
Into their dream, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So how, if you had so much trouble with this at the beginning, how did you end up doing it and becoming known as the Master of Enrollment and actually teaching people?
Yeah, so as you probably heard me say that every master was once a disaster, and I was the greatest.
I've never heard you say that before. I
yeah,
love it.
So every master was once a disaster, and I was the biggest disaster of them all.
I love it.
Yeah, and so I had this notion that if I could just get people to talk to me,
yeah,
like that was the thing that I got. It was, and I remember this today. It was in San Francisco. It was in 2005, and I was going to any business-related talks I could find. And in this one talk, there's this guy who I'm now friends with, Michael Charest, who said, you know, stop marketing to get clients. And I thought, what does that mean? I've got to market to get clients. He's like, no, don't market to get clients. Market to get consultations. Market to get into conversations with people. And for me, like, the waters parted, and I thought, hallelujah, I finally have the way.
Mm.
And so I did everything I could to start to get into conversations with people.
Yeah.
And so by the beginning of 2006, it started to work. I was starting to finally be able to get people to have conversations with me about what I do, about what they want. And the awful thing about that was that, you know, and I still remember this, this was February 2006, I had 10 different people that I wound up speaking to over that month, and none of those people hired me. And I was really devastated because I thought, oh, my God, I thought I'd found the way.
Yeah.
But people aren't hiring me. And so that's when I went to my business coach, and she said, oh, don't worry about it. You're just missing a skill set. You don't know how to sell. And it's a skill. And you've learned other skills before, and you can do this again. I thought, oh, my God, another one of those moments. Oh, it's a skill. I can learn it. Let me do everything I can. So I joined a couple of sales coaching programs. I bought every book that I can get my hands on around sales. I, like, went all out because I had to, because I knew I wanted to do this. And if this is standing in my way of doing this, I'm going to do whatever I can. And I also knew that I had no plan B, and I've already remortgaged my house. I've
Sounds
already
familiar.
Yeah, exactly. And I've already borrowed money from my parents, and I've already eaten through all of my savings that I've saved up after having another successful business before this. And so when, after all that and studying, nothing was working for me still.
Mm.
And it was shocking to me. I was like, what is wrong? Like, why is it that I'm really giving it my all? Like, why is it not working? And then I had this other incredible realization. I was like, wait, I don't like selling. I don't want to sell.
Mm.
And if I don't want to sell and I don't like selling, getting good at selling is not going to work for me ever. So that's when I said, okay, I've got to throw away all these books. I've got to throw away all these other things that I'm learning around selling. I need to find a way and a system for myself that allows me to get those clients in a conversation that didn't involve selling, that didn't feel like selling to me, didn't feel like selling to them, and yet at the end of that conversation, naturally people wound up wanting to work with me.
Yeah.
And so within 6 months of that, I was completely full with clients.
Oh.
Like, went from barely able to get a client and, you know, completely dwindling my savings to now being able to be completely full, started saving again, and then I was so full with clients that I hired another coach who became full, and then another, and then a third coach. So within a year of me figuring out the system and starting to perfect it, especially when I was teaching others to do this as well, we had a $500,000 business. I think it was like $470,000 business within a year of me figuring this out. And then people just kept on asking me, like every time I talked to clients about like what I'm doing, it felt like all, like I can hear the pin drop. And I'm like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard. And so the more requests that I got, that's when I said, well, I really need to get this out into the world because it's going to make a lot of difference. And so since then, more than 3,000 people have graduated from my program.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So okay, tell us what what is this that you discovered? So how did you discover it, and how can we put it into our practice? I mean, I'm doing it. I'm just asking you this for everybody else, but how do we start? How do these guys go from like being scared of selling, not liking to do it because we're coming from the heart. We want to help people and don't want to feel pushy, to feeling really confident going through this process? What's the process? How do we do it?
Yeah. So one of the things that I want to say as I'm starting to talk about this is that, especially around health, no one is really ever going to hire you to work one-on-one with you without having a conversation first.
Yeah.
And in fact, you don't even want them to. Because what the conversation that I'm going to be talking about is the thing that not only the vehicle that helps you get a client, but it helps you get the kind of client that's going to do the things you want them to do in order for them to get the results that you're here to provide.
Right.
Because we all know that in order to get the kind of health that we all want, we need to make a lot of changes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of lifestyle changes, there are lots of nutrition changes, there's, you know, anxiety reducing. I mean, there's so many different things that we need to do. And oftentimes what winds up happening with practitioners is that they're so in tune with all of those changes that people need to make that they wind up selling the changes.
Oh.
But the reality is, no one wants to change.
Right.
People are willing to make the changes once they are enrolled in the vision of how their life could be.
Mm.
But what winds up happening so often, I see this especially with health practitioners, is that, you know, they lead with the changes. They lead with, you know, here's how you ought to eat. You know, all of those kind of things. That happens later once they're already in your world, once they've already said yes to Radiant Health, once they've already said yes to hiring you, and what they're saying yes is to following the system that you're learning with Rita Murray. Okay? And that's how it works, right? So here's what needs to happen in the actual consultation. You know, so... yeah, so what's really important is what I call you've got to establish the gap. So there's a formula, and I'll go through this formula. So when you apply this formula, this is actually the key to becoming a master of enrollment. And what that means is that you can significantly increase the percentage of people who say yes to working with you during those consultations. Because what happens when you do that? When you do that, you actually need to do less marketing. You actually need to have fewer consultations, and you still get more clients, and you're able to continue to increase your fees if you want to. So the way that I'm going to explain is, first I'm going to tell you what that gap means, and then I'll give you the formula for closing the gap. So the gap is the distance between where your potential clients want to go and where they are now. And establishing the gap is your potential client deciding to travel between the world of where they want to go and where they are now, and where they are now, and hopefully with you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to repeat this because this is an incredibly simple concept, really simple. But I don't want the simplicity of it to get to lose the fact that it is pretty profound at its deepest level. So the gap is the distance between where your potential clients want to go and where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And then establishing the gap is your potential client saying, yes, I want to make this journey between these two worlds. And so I actually want to paint you this picture. So if you can just close your eyes for a second, just relax, get into a position. If you're standing, you can just relax standing. If you're sitting, I'd love for you to relax sitting down, but eliminate all the distractions now and just take a deep breath. And I want you to imagine this. So imagine a beautiful island. This is the island of where your potential clients want to go. It's an amazing new world where their health is better than it's ever been in their whole life. It's a world where they can do everything in their life that they want to. It's a world where nothing is standing in the way of having energy and radiance in their life. And this Isle of Full Potential is truly a magical place. It is a place of pure possibility. It's the world where the radiant health they really want exists, and it exists there for them. So in that first part of the consultation, your potential clients need to feel like they've had an experience of being on the Isle of Full Potential. Now, imagine 30 degrees to your left, there's another island. Let's call it the Isle of Here and Now. And this is the island of their current situation. This is how they're currently feeling. They're having trouble getting up in the morning. They have no energy. They're constipated. They just feel awful in their body. And they don't want to do anything because they have no energy. And they just don't feel alive. And so in the second part of the consultation, you will have your potential clients getting fully present to the pain and the struggles that they are facing here on this island. And you'll make sure that you understand what it's like for them on this island. And you will feel what it's like for them on this island. And they will feel you being with them. And so establishing the gap is allowing your potential client to fully experience both of these places and get in touch with the distance between these two places.
Mm-hmm.
And then closing the gap is your future client deciding that they want to travel between these two places. And it's also them knowing that you are the one that has the boat that can help them go from the Isle of Here and Now to the Isle of Full Potential. Because you're the one with a boat who could take your potential clients to where they want to go, and as long as they want to make the journey and they see you as the one with a boat, they're going to want to hire you because you're the captain. You know the way. Your service packages, your systems are the boat, and they're designed to make that journey. And that your testimonials, your case studies are tales from other travelers who've made the journey with you. So this is the 10,000-foot view of this process. And when you understand this concept and you're able to get your potential clients there, you will find enrolling clients to be effortless, enjoyable, and so the opposite of icky. And then you can even think about incorporating this gap into everything you do in your business. You know, this is going to be on your website, on your sales pages, on your newsletters. Everywhere you go, the more that you can establish the gap, the more you're creating the desire to make that journey that I was talking about. Yeah.
It's cool. I like the island thing. It's very graphic and very, very clear. But the question always comes up is, how do you get them how do you get them to go to that island of possibility? And what we find is, you know, a lot of people are just so entrenched in the here and now, and all they want to do is complain and tell you all their woes.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you even get them there?
Yeah, thank you. It's a great question. And it's almost like this little paradox. So the people that are suffering the most, the people that need us most, are the ones who cannot even imagine that Isle of Possibility.
Yeah.
Because they're so ingrained and so used to feeling a particular way. And so that's the reason that first part of the process is so important.
Yeah.
Because if you're powerful enough in that conversation where you don't let them go to those dark places, where you truly guide them, and, you know, here's something that I often say to people that I speak with. I understand that, you know, your current predicament is not something that you're enjoying right now. You wouldn't be having this conversation with me if you didn't want what's happening now to change.
Right.
And so oftentimes when we're in that place, we find it difficult to dream. We find it difficult to paint a picture of what we truly want because it doesn't feel real. So would you allow me for the next 5 minutes to forget about where you are now, to leave any sort of suffering and complaining at the door, and let's just concentrate on the possibilities. And can I have permission from you, you know, anytime you go back to what's not working, can I have permission from you to bring you back to the vision of how you want your health to be? So when you say that, because you want the buy-in from there, it has to be a conscious process for somebody to go, okay, all right. I will allow myself to do something that I don't usually do. But the beauty of that is, the more difficult it is for them to imagine and say it and feel that place of possibility, the more they will appreciate you guiding them there. The more likely they will hire you because, oh my God, this person has really, really guided me to at least see what's possible. If they can do that, I'm sure they can help me. Because that's what they're consciously and unconsciously thinking. Yeah.
So that's your first step in your system, so to speak, is to really get them entrenched in what the possibility is, where they'd like to be.
Yeah. Well, that's the first step of that establishing the gap. And later on, hopefully, I can describe. Actually, I've created this little blueprint. I called it the Yes Map.
Oh.
That outlines every single phase of this conversation, including the pre-phase, what happens even before you have the conversation. And it's all on one graphical page, so it's like literally it takes you 1 minute to see. Do you mind if I give out this thing as a gift?
Oh, I would love that.
Awesome. So it's – and I'm not sure if you've seen it, Rita Marie. Cause
I don't think I have, no.
It's gorgeous, and it describes everything you need to know. So you can get it at billbaron.com/gift. So that's BILLBAREN as in Nancy.com/GIFT, and it's all lowercase.
It's all lowercase. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put that in the chat box that we have just so
awesome.
If anybody gets on later, they can get it. Okay, so billbaron.com/gift. Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to say one more thing. You know, there's a language around selling that I learned when I was studying all those books and all those programs. And what people talked about was, you know, you've got to be the closer. You've got to close the sale, right? And I want to say a little bit about what it means in my system to be the closer, because it's a little different. you want to be the one who closes the gap for people, because it's closing the gap for them. It's about being of service to them. As opposed to when you're saying closing the sale, here's this awesome ambulance that always passes by when I'm doing teleclasses.
You know, I've heard that ambulance before, Bill.
You know, I moved to another city, and I'm still in a location that has a lot of ambulances.
No, I was thinking that same thing. I'm like, didn't he move? And he still has the ambulance? I was exactly, that was my exact thought.
Yeah, it's just how it is. It just reminds us how fleeting life can be.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, so so around this closing the sale, that's about you. I'm trying to close the sale so I can make some money. As opposed to, how can I be of the ultimate service to somebody? How can I help them close the gap between where they are now and where they want to go? And how can I do that by painting the journey between these two places with me, so that the choice of, because they've got three choices. They can choose to stay exactly where they are.
Yeah.
They can choose to make that journey between these two places with you, or they can choose to make that journey without you.
Got it, yes.
So the most important thing in a consultation is that they choose to make the journey.
Yes.
Then you have been of service to this person, and whether they've hired you or not, you've done a good deed.
Yes.
Now, when you do incredibly well in painting that journey with you, what winds up happening is that it becomes a really easy choice.
Yeah.
The choice between doing it with you and doing it without you is so profoundly different than the majority of people wind up saying, yes, I definitely want to make it with you.
Yes.
Because doing it without you could mean that I stall. Doing it without you could mean there's a whole bunch of things that I don't know how to do and what to do. Doing it without you means that I'm going to do this without an expert guide to take me along the way. And when it comes to, you know, I recommend people to do that for building their business. But it's not essential. But to do that around your health, man, step away from the equipment and let me help you.
You know, it's interesting because people think that, well, I'm just selling health. You know, somebody else is selling business advice. They're going to be much more, it's much easier to sell. But in reality, if we can connect the dots right, correctly, people should be chomping at the bit.
I'm telling you right now that if I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I would be doing health. Because I'm extremely interested in all of it. I'm just constantly learning, constantly studying, constantly reading about it, because it's really important. And to me, this is a much easier sell than business.
Yeah. Hmm.
I believe it.
It's awesome. So I've gotten this map just came to my. I think so. Hopefully everybody else got it, the BillBaron.com gift. It looks kind of cool. It's beautiful.
Cool.
Whoops. Except you're going to start talking and I'm going to...
Yeah.
Oh, man. You got to stop the video.
I think one Bill Barron is enough.
Oh, how cool. This is beautiful. Wow, I love it. I wish I had this a few years ago. Now I have it. I can keep it, like, print it out and keep it on my desk.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because it is interesting. You know, I've been through the process, and you just have to keep reminding yourself, because we get so excited about what we're doing. And we're going to give you these menu plans, and then we're going to do all your labs, and then we're going to, and they're going, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're excited because we're practitioners and we're excited about the process.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, my God, is this going to be difficult?
Yeah.
Like, what we don't want is, like, what we do want is in our consultation to naturally address all of the objections that they might have in working with us before they even come up. But what often happens in consultations is that with the consultation itself, we're manufacturing more objections that they might not have even had.
Oh, yeah. Will those labs be expensive? Will
exactly.
those menus be doable? Yeah, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
Yeah, is this... when somebody says labs, one of the things that come up for people is that, oh, my God, I'm afraid that I'm going to get bad news.
Mm.
That's another objection. It's a little more unconscious. People wouldn't, like, automatically say, that's why I'm going to say no to you. But somewhere in the back of their mind, if they're afraid about what they will hear, they might just say, I can't afford what you do.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you, I can't afford what you do, but in reality, what they're saying is that this is just too scary to take on.
And, you know, that I can't afford, I'm glad you brought it up, because that I can't afford what you do is just, we hear it all the time, and I hear it from everybody in the group. It's like, and they wanted to do it, they were all excited, but they said they couldn't afford it. So we would love to hear your words of wisdom.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this is a really interesting question, and it's one of my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why I just really love everything around this I Can't Afford It piece is because I Can't Afford It is a blank objection that people have when, number one, they are not sold on what you're offering.
Right.
So... that's why I've created this process, because in the process, it naturally has them wanting it. And so just doing the process itself that I teach, and there's a lot to it. You know, I've sort of skated over and gave you the sort of like the 10,000-foot view, but there's just so much in the sequence of the consultation, in what questions you ask, when, and all of the pieces that are really in there. But when you do all of that really well, what winds up happening is that, you know, at least half of those objections just completely disappear.
Yeah.
So that's the first piece. The second piece is that one of the questions that I always, always, always ask in the consultation, and this is in the first part of the, you know, the aisle of pure possibility. At the very end of that, I would ask this question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important is you creating this in your life right now? And if you've done a really good job in guiding them to that possibility, they're going to say 9 or a 10. If they say anything less than an 8, you might not even want to continue with the consultation because they don't want it badly enough.
Right.
And if you're consistently not getting 9s or 10s, there's something wrong with the process that you're using. People are not saying it's important. Right. Okay, so this is the beginning of the consultation. You ask them that question. They tell you 9 or 10. Then you've done an incredibly great job on the consultation. They felt the possibilities. They really saw their current situation and how much they don't want to be here. They painted that journey of what it would be like for them to travel between these two islands without you. You've painted the picture of what it would be like travel between these two islands with you. That's your offer, in a sense.
Mm.
And you've done some other things to elicit and dance with objections. And then here comes the part about the price. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, all of a sudden the energy changes. They tell you they can't afford it. Then your energy changes because you're like, oh, my God, after all that, this is the answer that I get.
Yeah.
And so in that particular moment, it is actually the most important moment in your business. Because lots of people are going to tell you they can't afford it. It's absolutely natural. It's the number one objection that people have. And what happens to you in that moment and what you do makes the biggest difference in I might even say in your life. Because if your job is to help people, the path to helping people goes through, you know, the bus stop that's called I can't afford it, always. And so in that moment, when they saying, whatever it is, I got to talk to somebody, it doesn't really matter what the objection is. What matters is that you are someone who can take a stand for what it is that they want. You became their partner in their health from the moment they scheduled the consultation, not when they hired you, but in the moment they've scheduled the consultation. So when they say, I can't afford it, you can say something like this. And I'm just giving you one example of many that I teach. So do you mind if we explore a little bit about, you know, about your financial situation and around you working with me? Chances are they're going to say yes. Then you bring up this. You say, you know, about 20 minutes ago when we were here together and you were describing to me what it would mean for your life to feel good, what it would mean in your life to have radiant health, what it would mean in your life to be able to have energy for all the things that are really important to you. And when I asked you how important is that to you, you said this is a 9 or a 10. And now we come to this moment where you're being offered a lifeline. And you're saying to me, I can't afford it. I don't know whether that's true or not, but I can tell you this much. In order for you to have what you want, you've got to invest yourself into that. And that means your time, that means your money, it means your energy. And if you're not willing to do that, and it pains me to say this, because I've done this before, the last thing I want for you is that 3 months from now, if you were to look at your situation with your health, is it going to be the same? And we don't have time to lose. And whether you say yes to working with me or not is less important than you actually fully committing to making this journey to that radiant health. Because without that, you're going to continue to suffer. You don't want that, and I certainly don't want it for you. And then you say something like that, and then you just let them take it in. And they might be uncomfortable in hearing all this. Because they ought to. They need to make those changes in their life.
Right.
And then oftentimes what winds up happening after that is that they have one of those come to Jesus moments. Like, yes, if I'm going to continue to do exactly what I've been doing, I'm going to have exactly the same health that I have now.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so that's one of the many techniques that really works, and I call it taking a stand for your client, because you're not doing this for yourself. And this is a really important distinction. You are not taking a stand for your client to get a client. You're taking a stand for them to make a difference in their life, to help them fully commit to their health. And if you can do that, I can tell you this much. Whether that particular client you're speaking to says yes or not, you are going to get more clients. You're going to get, I call it like, I've been thinking about this, I call it like the pay it forward thing.
Hmm.
When you've done that, you're going to get a waterfall of opportunities in all kinds of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that. It's like, you know, for every time I do this, not because I really want to have the client, but because I really want to make a difference, all kinds of amazing opportunities happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, and it's interesting when you say that, what comes to mind is, and I've been in that position too, but I hear some of our people in the program saying they do. We are committed to helping this person, and we see their pain, and we know that the things that we have to share can help them. And then they say, I can't afford it. And we're so committed to wanting them to be able to do it and afford it that we offer them discounts.
Mm.
So you say, well, what if it was this, and what if it was that, and what if I offered this price, and what if I let you pay it in, you know, 27,000 payments, and that sort of thing. And we're like, we're grabbing, and it's not that we're doing it because we want the money, obviously, because we're practically giving it away. And I know, you know, at least one person who's done that where they just give, they said, well, should I just give it to them? Should I just give them a scholarship?
Yeah. I'll tell you a little story about scholarships. The first time I launched a program myself, I really wanted to be able to at least have a few people in my program that didn't have to pay. And so I offered a scholarship to three people. And this was, you know, for me at the time, it was a high-paying program.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's you know, even when I say it, it was like $1,800
mm-hmm.
for a 6-month, pretty extensive program.
Mm.
And so I offered it. You know, I created this little contest. I had actually like 200 people apply for it.
Wow.
Pretty incredible. And we gave the scholarship to three people. And one of the things that the way that I operate, whether somebody gets something from me for free or whether they're paying for it,
yeah, you give it your all.
I'm gonna treat them exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I noticed is that not one person out of the three scholarships did the work that they needed to do, nor got the results that they really needed to get. And I tried it one more time after that. And I got pretty much the same results. And I'm not saying that no person that you do this with and you give something away for free, I'm not saying that in 100% of the cases they're not going to be fully committed. But here's the important thing, and this is one of the reasons why I actually recommend that people charge premium prices, is because the bigger the decision that they need to make, the more committed they're going to be on the other side of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the people that join my Mover and Shaker program,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, are now paying $50,000 to work with me for 6 months, I don't have any more committed people than that anywhere in my program.
Yep.
I mean, never late for anything. Do absolutely everything that we talk about, incredibly communicative, and more than anything, the most appreciative people that I ever work with.
Yep.
That's just how it works.
Yeah, I find that to be the case. I find that to be the case, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think people need to hear that, because when people don't have that financial commitment and investment, they don't fall through. And I've done that with friends. Like, oh, I want to do your program. Can I do it? And, you know, I gift it to them. I said, but you need to commit. You know, they're committed for the first 2 weeks, maybe the first 3 weeks. And after that, you know, there's no skin off their back.
Exactly.
They didn't have to pay for it. But if they've paid a premium price for it, saying, I better show up. I better do what she says. You know, I want to get the results in the quickest time possible.
Yeah, yeah. So here's like the craziest thing in the world. Not being able to be good at these consultations, number one, and number two, not charging enough is the biggest possible disservice you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was talking to Patrick about this the other day. Patrick is my business partner, for those who don't know. And we were talking about this concept that when we're not good at creating offers, when we're not good at enrollment, when we're not good at putting a premium price tag on what it is that we do, we're actually inadvertently contributing to the suffering of the planet.
Mm.
Because what winds up happening is that if we're not creating a commitment, they're going to continue to be stuck. And the process that I'm talking about is the process of creating commitment.
Right.
And we all know, we've all worked with clients who are not committed.
Yep.
It is excruciating.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It is. It's very draining. It's
yeah,
very draining.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so either way, it's important, right? It's important to get the client. But it's also important to have the client be in a particular state when you start the work together.
Yeah.
And that's what my master enrollment system really does.
Well, I would love to have you share what the system is, you know, what the steps are, what the system is, and how, if anybody's called to, they could jump in on it.
Yeah, so there's actually three important success principles in business. And the first principle, and I'm talking about our kind of business, where we're working with people, we're here to make a difference. You know, this is not a principle for, like, a retail or somebody who creates widgets, right? This is for our kind of business.
Right.
And the first success principle is, I alluded to this earlier, what can I do to attract enough potential clients into conversation? When you know how to do that, the first step of the process is done. The second step of the process is, how can I take those conversations and turn them into clients?
Right.
Right. So that's the second piece of the success principle. And the third piece that kind of is sprinkled throughout your entire business, in the way that you market, in the way that you do consultations, and all of it, is how can you show up as your most confident self?
Yeah.
Because one of the things that we notice, consciously or unconsciously, is that whenever someone is not confident, they're subtly telling us, don't work with me.
Yeah.
Right? So when all three of these pieces are in place, you can have a successful business. And so what I've done specifically for the practitioners in your program, Rita Marie, I've done two things. You know, one is I've created a specific package that not only takes the Master of Enrollment, which is all about those conversations, but bundles it with another program that I have called the Never Ending Flow of Consultations. That is, how do you get people interested in what you do so that they sign up?
Yeah.
Right. And then I've also created a program called the Massive Confidence Booster. And, you know, the inner game stuff is something that I hold near and dear to my heart. And here I break down all of the things that need to happen in order for you to create that supreme confidence.
Yep.
So that you're sending out those signals to the client, hire me because I can do it, versus don't hire me because I have doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And so what I've done is I've put all these three together. Normally, the Master of Enrollment by itself is $1,997. And my Never-Ending Flow of Consultations is another 1,000. And I can honestly say that what I'm doing, I have never, ever done this before.
I know. no. I had to pull a lot of teeth.
Yeah. So what I've done is I've made all of these programs together, you know, which are, you know, worth, you know, $3,500 normally. I didn't even talk about the Big Shift Experience ticket that you also get, which is another $997. I made all of this available at $697, which is lower than I've ever done it before. And you can find all of this that I'm talking about is at billbaron.com/health. That's billbaren.com/health. And when you get on this page, you will see. I mean, we've got hundreds of testimonials of people on this page. And this is a fraction of testimonials that we get every single week of people getting tremendous results and quickly in my program. Yeah. And, one thing that I wanted to say is, I think one of the other things that's really important, and I didn't even think about this, is that when we can create a list of potential clients that is substantial enough, where let's say you've got 3, 5, 10,000 people on your list.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you need to boost revenue for whatever reason, you can always send out a couple of emails to your list offering them consultations.
Right.
And that it could be $5, $10, $15, $20,000 each time.
Yep.
And so what I'd like to do for everyone that's listening to us right now, I'd like to just offer my list building essentials program that helps you with all of the essential elements of how to create a list and how to grow it and build it. I'll make this a part of this program as well.
Wow. Thank you. And you know, Bill, I just clicked on that link.
Yeah.
And it's actually even better than what you just said.
I did? Is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's $497.
Oh, my God, it's $497. Well, then I've really never done this before. Oh, my God. Okay, cool. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I just went to the link and I clicked it. So, yeah, and thank you for throwing in the list building because, that's, you know, there's all these pieces and we all struggle with it. It's like, how do you grow your list so that when you send out an email, there's some people on it that could even respond, right?
Yeah.
And then how do you, once you do that, how do you, and I know that you've got templates and all that, which I think is really cool, that people can actually use the templates to send those emails out so people go, oh, yeah, I want that consultation.
Yeah, for sure.
And then once they get in the consultation, you got to know what the heck to do with them so that you don't just give free advice and send them on their merry way.
Well, one of the things that I really like about what you've put together is that you've created, you have the same approach to things as I do. With health, it's really important that every element works together. Like if there's anything missing in the equation, some people that you could have helped are not going to be held because that one piece is missing in the equation.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing in looking at a business. If there's one element of this entire sort of puzzle of creating successful business is missing, it's not going to fit together. Something
right.
is going to be off. And so that's the reason why I've always created programs that are easy to follow and that have all these pieces always work together, and all of my programs work with each other, which is, cool.
Well, they feed into each other. And what you said, you know, this is, I just want to make it clear to people, because people say, oh, yeah, I'm just going to follow a system, right? But each person's different. It's kind of like with health, right? We have this system of let's go through the functional hierarchy and let's kind of approach the foundations and let's go through the different systems. And we know that each person's different, and for some people you may have to jump around. And the same thing when you have a conversation like this, right? You get on the phone, and you can't predict for us what all those pieces are or what all the questions are, but you do a pretty darn good job of it. They're all kind of similar. And
yeah.
So when we can customize it for the individual, it's not like we're putting a formula. Okay, what do I say next? Let me look at my sheet. Oh, well, now that you've said that, that's formulaic and that's not real. It's really like it is with our health systems. It's understanding the process of connecting with somebody, really going deep with their dream, establishing the gap. That's not a formula. It's
yeah.
really clear. And
yeah.
it's really,
yeah.
You know, and I remember having an enrollment conversation with you about your program after I'd gone through your Master of Enrollment process. So I'm sitting there going, oh, with my hands folded, okay, when is he going to do this part and when is he going to do that part? And I was like, well, he didn't do it in the same way that he said on the thing. He did it a little bit differently, you know, and I was like, this is cool, because even though I knew the system, I didn't feel like you were following a system. I felt like you were really listening to me and connecting with me and helping me to see what I needed to and the steps I needed to take.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And, you know, for me, I have the it's interesting for me in my own business, because so many people have studied the Master of Enrollment, and I almost need to change things up in the consultation specifically, because otherwise people feel sold to.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing that I failed to mention, that the list building bonus is only for the people that are going to be purchasing right now. By the time we're done with this interview, and then this whole offer, I think I'm going to make it good for the next 48 hours.
That'd be great, because we can send out an email tomorrow to people that didn't make it onto the call.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I wanted to say this, because it's really important, is that if you do in a consultation give people any sort of incentive, like, you know, I'd love to give you a bonus if you can make a decision within 24 hours. By the way, it really works incredibly well, because what you want, and I'm doing this, I'm modeling this on this call, is that you want people to have a reason to say yes now.
Yeah.
Because what winds up happening is that people always want something, and then they're like, oh, well, I don't have to make a decision right now. I can prolong this because it's going to be difficult and all those kind of things. And they don't say yes on the spot, or they don't wind up making up their mind. And then the longer period of time that passes between the moment that they spoke to you and the next time they're thinking about it, the energy is gone. It's disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah. So it's a disservice for you not to give them reasons to say yes now.
Mm.
Besides all of those other things that we've talked about.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good point, because I think a lot of us feel like, oh, we're being gimmicky here. We're going to give them this incentive, and, you know, it's kind of like, oh. But it really is, once you create that enthusiasm for the image, the island of potential, unlimited potential, once you create that, and then they're all excited about it on the call and they're ready to go, once they go back into their life and they're back into what is, it's harder for them to connect with that.
Yeah. I was just listening to this podcast, and there was a study, and it was a sort of a nutritional study. So what they did was they went to a school with 1,500 kids to the lunchroom. And they brought out trays, and on one tray they had cookies. And they try to make them a little bit healthy, not really. So they made them whole wheat. And then in the other tray, they wanted to have fruit, but it was so funny that, the political system, they couldn't get fresh fruit into the schools. So So they had to give them dry fruit. So that was like the healthy alternative.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they did a little health presentation to these, you know, high school kids about, and, you know, it was actually a pretty nice presentation about sort of like it had to do with live strong and be strong, and when you eat healthy, you can be strong and good and perform in sports and school and all these things. And when you're eating unhealthy stuff, you know, that doesn't happen, right?
Yeah.
And so when they did that, 80% of people chose the cookie and 20% chose the dry fruit. So it was really interesting because it was exactly the same percentage that chose the cookie versus the dry fruit when there was no education.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the next time what they did was they did exactly the same presentation, but when people were coming out with the trays, they also said, here are three gifts that you can have if you choose the dry fruit. And it, like, literally it was these little 10-cent trinkets, this little Live Strong kind of like trophy, these Live Strong bracelets. I mean, really, really ugly and cheap, right? And 80% chose the dry fruit.
Wow.
They did this twice more because they thought, well, maybe, like, it's the novelty of this. That's why they chose it the first time, but it's not going to stick. Well, they got the same exact percentage two more times.
Mm, with the same junky trick.
With the same junky stuff, right?
Yeah.
So it just taught me this, that when you really give people a reason and an incentive to do something that's actually good for them, right? It's like, it's exactly what I did on this call. It's like, you know, I created an offer that is irresistible, that's good for you, and I gave you a lot of reasons why you ought to say yes now.
Yeah.
And so the more that you can do that in your own business, the easier it is going to be for you to enroll clients.
Right. And you know, the thing is, and the reason it is an irresistible offer, giving people the ability to grow their list, to get consultations, what to do in the consultations, and to build their confidence so they could do all this. So it is a package that everybody needs. And the point is, if we get one consultation, or we get three consultations and get one person to say yes, it more than covers the cost of the thing, assuming you guys are charging what you should be charging.
Yeah. Well, there's one more, and I haven't taught this yet, but it's something that might be interesting to you, Rita Marie, but everyone else on the call. So one of the things that I've been noticing a lot more is, you know, and we're going to be completely transparent because I – everything that we're doing on this call, I want you to learn from us and to what we're doing.
Yeah,
so what Rita Marie was saying, it's like you get one, two, three clients, and, I mean, you get one client.
One client.
It pays for the program, right?
Yeah.
That's the odds of you not getting one client from my program are non-existent. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So that's called an ROI, return on investment kind of reasoning, right? So we're giving you a reason. You invest $500 into this program, and your return on investment is going to be a lot more than $500, right?
Right.
So that's a good deal.
Right.
So that's called an ROI reason. So there's another way of doing this, which is called the COI reason, which is the cost of inaction.
Oh.
So, and I'm saying this to you because, number one, it's really important, especially with health.
Yeah.
Because what's the cost of you doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, what's the cost of you not getting good at consultations?
Yeah, you don't get in good enrollment consultations. You don't get people enrolled in your programs.
Well, you can think of it from another perspective, right? Out of 10 people that you speak to, if 3 say no, but they could have said yes, that's you're losing $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. You multiply that over 6 months or over 5 years, this could be the cost of an action could be $500,000.
Well,
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
Right. So what's the cost of inaction for your clients too? Right. So I'm at the same time as I'm like enrolling you into my program, I'm also teaching you of how you can enroll people in your programs. So
right.
I'm trying to do two things at the same time because I like to leverage my time.
Oh, Bill, you're so good. So, you know, the thing is, and a lot of people come up with, there is a huge cost to people not taking action. You know, even if you can look at, well, what are they not working? Are they in a job that's not getting them, you know, the salary that they could? I had one person who said, yeah, if I had more energy, I would be enrolling people in my, you know, wedding photography. I would be doing that. And I would say, well, how much could you make in a month enrolling? He goes, oh, if I enroll one person, you know, that's $1,000. Like, oh, okay. So you can monetize that for people so that they get that health. Their health is costing them money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Do you have time to answer a few questions?
Yeah, I do.
If anybody has?
I do.
Because I know that people are probably bursting at the seams with questions. So if you're on the phone and you have a question, *2 raises your hand. So don't be shy. Just bring up your question. So what I want you to think about is an enrollment conversation or conversation you had at the supermarket with somebody about your services. What were some of the objections that they brought up? You've got the master here to help you with those objections. So *2 raises your hand. And if you're on the web, just go ahead and type it in the question box. Let me see if I can refresh. And again, think about one of your most recent things. Here's some Steph. Steph says, thank you, Bill, for this awesome call. And I just want to say I've had some huge shifts and more success with consultations since participating in your program. She's one of the ones that Practice Accelerated that we gifted the program to. I completed
awesome.
Your program as part of my work with Rita Marie, and I'm wondering if I can still get to go to the Big Shift event. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, for
yes.
sure. What's the name? I want to make sure that I'll have someone on my team register her.
Yeah, it's Steph. Steph Jackson.
Oh, Steph Jackson. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Great. Thank you, Steph. Eleanor says, tell me more about the live event, when, where, and how many days long, et cetera.
It's March 20th through the 22nd. It's in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. And all day, the first 2 days. And we even have a little concert that's happening on the second night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It's a great event. And if a bunch of you go, you can all room together and have a blast. Great. Let me see. Okay, no more questions on the web. Let's see whose hands up. You guys are being shy.
Oh, did people hear?
Okay, we got.
Did people hear rumors that I bite?
I don't know. I didn't tell them. I didn't tell them that part. But we have Tony on, and Tony is so Tony's always good for a question. Hi, Tony.
Hello, Dr. Rita Marie. Hello, Bill. How are you?
Hi, Tony. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for taking time to provide us with this valuable information. Even just listening, I'm able to replay in my mind things that I could have done differently with.
Mm.
A potential client. So like everybody else on this call, I want to help everybody, not just those that can just throw money at me, but those that need to but may be economically challenged.
Yeah.
And I had one of those clients who was so anxious to talk to me after a fair I went to, and she came to the office and she filled out her form. She's an older lady, so she wasn't comfortable with electronics. I said, come to the office. I'll help you fill them out. And she came to the office and said, I don't think I can afford you. And I said, well, we haven't even talked yet about money. Tell me, you know, I did ask her, what do you want to do? What's your health challenge? Da, 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 da. She told me her health challenges and that she gets paid on the first and that she would come back to me. So I kept following up and following up, and she finally just stopped taking my calls. And I know that she was really, really excited, and I know there was a gap there that I just didn't feel, somewhere between her being excited about making a change and me presenting a program, something fell through the cracks.
Mm.
And it's probably the way I presented it. So.
Well, I want you to pay attention to your own language right now.
Okay.
She was really excited about making the change.
Yes.
You don't want somebody to be excited about making the change before they become clients.
Okay.
You want somebody to be really excited about having the health that they truly want.
Okay. Okay.
Because it's just too much to take in. Like, I've got to come up with the money. I've got to, you know, this is scary. And I'm going to be making changes. Oh, my God, it's too much. I'm gonna ignore her.
Okay.
Because this is too much.
I understand.
So it's really important to really get to the point where, okay, like, are you 100? Can you tell me right now you're 100% committed to create the kind of health that you haven't had since you were 25?
Right. Yeah.
Because that's possible.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are the kind of things that are important. So that's that positioning that's, you know, that's off.
Yes. Focusing on the desired outcome and not the steps to get to the desired outcome.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to go back at her.
Yeah.
Based on what I've learned tonight. So thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, awesome.
It's great. And you know what comes up for me when Tony asks that is that, you know, we're these like health technicians almost. We're thinking about all the things, we hear it, what they're saying. People want to hear something about the process. It's like we don't have a magic wand, and every time we talk to you, we just wave our magic wand. They have to expect that there's going to be some work. And sometimes when we share some of our process, and correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, because I'm open to some coaching on this too, is when we tell them a little bit about what the process is going to be, then they have confidence, because they may have been, you know, people that come to see us have often been to multiple practitioners and they've gotten the runaround and they haven't really gotten to the root cause of their issues. So how do we, on the one hand, build the confidence that we know what we're talking about and we're going to be able to do something that's different from what they've already tried?
Yeah.
And help them, and overwhelming them with too many like lists of things they're going to have to change.
Yeah, so give me one step in the process.
Go ahead, Tony.
Analyze lab work.
Okay.
Practice stress release techniques. Just one, yes, one.
Okay, so analyze lab work. So here's the way to say it so that somebody actually wants it. You can say something like, you know, what winds up happening is that you go to some practitioners, they either don't do lab work or they have the kind of lab work that misses a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like shooting around in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get this comprehensive lab work completed for you, I will know exactly what needs to happen for your health to turn around, because it's going to be right there. And then we can retest you, and you can see how much better you feel and how much better your lab works are going to be.
Okay.
So, you know, can you imagine, like, if somebody hearing that, they're more likely to say, oh, wow. Because there's this excitement that's different than analyzing lab work.
Right. It's the end result again instead of the steps.
Yeah.
The outcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I like that. I do have one other question kind of related to that. I offer a lot of experience and expertise in a different but interrelated fields. For example, I'm a yoga teacher, natural eyesight improvement teacher. I'm a raw food chef. I teach Pilates. And so when I'm offering all the things that I do, I realized that people were getting a little overwhelmed saying, well, do I have to do all that? And what I want to tell them is that you don't have to do all that, but this is at our disposal if we decide that we need to draw on that, because I'm straddling the line between saying I got all this and isn't it great, and backing off a little bit so people aren't overwhelmed thinking I'm a jack of all trades and master of none.
Yeah, I mean, this is a really tricky thing. I mean, I got overwhelmed just hearing you talk about it. And
I'm,
you know, because it's like, oh, my God, like immediately my schedule flashed before my eyes. I'm going, oh, my God,
yes.
I have to do Pilates and I have to do yoga and there's going to be some other things. And, oh, yeah, so I think you might want to introduce those things to people once they are in your world.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might want to say things like, you know, and when it's time.
Okay.
You know, one of the things that, you know, I'll offer part of the program as a complete bonus to you is, you know, I'm a Pilates teacher because your core is incredibly important because the way that your posture and the way you show up in the world makes a really big difference.
I like that. Okay.
Or same thing with, you know, with yoga. You know, you can say this, and these will be at your disposal when we decide the time is right.
Right.
That will
being overwhelmed.
Okay. Yeah. That builds you up as an expert, but it doesn't. It doesn't overwhelm.
Right.
I like that. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. You always have great questions. And, you know, the thing I wanted to add to this and is that if this is calling you and you really feel like, you know, you need this work with the consultations, this is the kind of coaching that, you know, but you still have those monthly calls, right, where people can come in.
Yeah. You also get 3 months of group coaching with me.
Group coaching calls. So you can come to the calls and say, okay, Bill, I just did 3 of them this week and this is how they went. How can I fix it? So that's the thing. I think you didn't go into all the details. It's all on that page. But I just wanted to really enforce that to me has been invaluable when I can come to calls and ask you questions that are targeted and you get to right to the point. And
you're good with coming up with awesome questions.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Looks like we don't have any other questions. It's your last chance, so raise your hand now or forever hold your peace. But go to Bill's page. I'm looking there, and it's $497 for the whole bundle that he offered you, and also there's 3 monthly installments of $187. So if it's, you know, if it's a stretch, you can go ahead and do it that way. Let's see. Cindy says, I haven't launched my health coaching business yet. Would I still benefit from your program?
Yeah, I think if I'm imagining that if you're in Rita Marie's program that you have a desire to launch this. And one of the best ways to be able to sort of create a faster pace to all of this is to start having these conversations. Because you will learn so much into what people want, and also here's the other thing. You will learn so much about what excites you in what people are saying. Because how you begin to position your business and how you begin and who you begin working with will so much depend on what are the things that you're truly passionate and excited about. And you'll begin to notice patterns. Okay, these people and these situations, every time somebody talks about it, I'm like up on my seat. And these situations, I can take them or leave them. You know, so that's the other thing that could help you as you begin to have these enrollment conversations.
Yeah. Here's a question that you may want to address because I'm sure you hear this a lot, is what if you've not yet achieved the health yourself? As a practitioner, how can you sell another person at this point when you're still learning the steps?
Yeah, I mean it's an interesting one, and I think it's really important that we don't get trapped in "I can do this when,"
yeah,
or "I can do this if."
Yeah,
and you will learn so much more about yourself and about the process when you're teaching people, when you're coaching people, than when you are just learning on your own or somebody's coaching you. I've learned much more about everything, business and all of these things, when I've been able to start coaching and teaching people. I mean, I learned some things on this call. Because in every conversation, in every question, new things come out of me. And the same thing will happen for you. It's like you may be coaching somebody and working with a client or working with a patient, and something that they say will begin to resonate a mirror for you, and you're like, ah, there's something here for me too.
Yeah.
So I think you're not alone. That's the other thing I want to say.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we're all teachers and students at the same time. So one thing I just want you to know is that please don't hold yourself back from helping people because you feel you haven't helped yourself fully.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a really great point. And I always tell people you need to be really one or two steps ahead of where that person is to be able to help. You know, if you're three steps ahead, even better. But if you're closer to where they are, then you're probably more able to help them than if you were like, yeah, right, I did that 25 years ago, and I'm, you know, the God is here, and I'm perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's great. I just, Cassandra, I just put the website, I'll repeat it, it's billbaron.com/health, and it's a special page just for us, and I just put it on the chat so everybody can see it there. Cool. Lots of questions. That's great. So, you know, you guys, I'm offering this because I've learned so much from Bill, and I will say that the first week after I took his program and I had three consultations or four, whatever number it was, five, I don't remember, I made $10,000 the first week after applying this stuff. So just to say. It looks like Cassandra has a question. Cassandra?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Rita Marie. Hi, Bill.
Hi,
thank you for this. Yes, this has been great. So I have two questions. One is, what if you're talking to someone and their excuses, and it's kind of like they can't afford it, but they say they have to talk to their significant other or they have to talk to their husband before they can make a decision?
Yeah. So what you want to do in those situations is you want to say, okay, that's great, and I'd love to discuss that with you in a second. But before we even go there, I want to ask you, let's say you come back home and your husband is 100% enthusiastic about you doing this. Is there anything, even remotely, anything that's standing in your way of being a full-bodied yes to working together? And explore that first, because you want to be able to get to all of the objections. Because one of the modules in my program is how you elicit all the objections that people might have. Because if you can do that and actually talk them through, you're going to have a lot of success in these consultations. So now, let's say you've done that, you've elicited them, they're all good to go, and then you turn the attention to their husband. So then it's something like this. So, you know, it sounds like you're 100% yes to doing this together. So let's talk what we, notice the we, now you're partners mm-hmm. with them, what can we do to make sure that your husband says yes?
Mm.
Let's talk that through. And you have that conversation, you're almost like helping them to have a conversation with their husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then you schedule a follow-up call. So when okay. can you have that conversation with your husband? All right, I can do it tomorrow night. Awesome. Can we set an appointment for day after tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. for us to have a follow-up conversation? Boom.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. Thank you. And so the other question is, if you're working, well, I actually had this, I had this situation where I was working with a client, and it was for, she signed up for my 3-month coaching program. And at the end of the 3 months, I sent her an email, and you know, was asking her about continuing. So I guess my question would be, and initially she was like, I'm not sure. I kind of got to digest all the information that we already went over, and once I do that, I will, make a decision. But I did have another session with her, and when she saw me for the session, she actually did sign up and realized that she wanted me to be part of her health plan and everything. But I'm wondering, in the enrollment course, do you talk about that on how, like, if they've already signed up for,
yeah,
you know, and how to extend it, to how to take it to a next step and
yeah,
to go, yeah, okay.
So what I would do is I would take the, not the last session, but the next to last session, ask
right,
them if you can extend it by a half an hour, and then take them through a pretty similar process.
Mm.
Mm.
Because their situation has changed, everything's changed, you want to be able to take them through again. So,
right, okay,
you know, we make it more difficult than it really is, but this is the simplest way of doing it.
Yeah. Awesome. That's a great question. It's a great
yeah,
question.
Okay.
Yeah, and a great answer too.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm great. I just signed up, so I'm happy.
Yay! I think it'll be great, especially where you're at, Cassandra. That's, it's just going to make a world of difference for you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So I see Cassandra signed up. I also see Cindy signed up. So
great.
Welcome.
Great, great.
Yes.
And Tony
Thank
has
you.
One
Thank
last question, if you don't mind.
Yes,
time.
I
got
to do it really quick. Actually, I have a meeting that I must attend to.
Okay, so
actually,
Tony, quick question,
okay,
and then that'll
that,
be.
No, I actually am fine. I realized the question I was going to ask has already been answered earlier in the discussion, so I'm really great.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. And thank Bill, thank you so much. It's been really invaluable. These are consultations, these conversations that we're all, you know, we have that discomfort around because we want to help them, but on the other hand, we want to help them, so we give it to them. So it's hard to talk about the money, and I think it's when we have this commitment to them, and that's what I think you're saying. We're committed to helping them to make a decision about taking care of their health, and then from there, they get to make a choice as to whether they're going to do it with you or without you. And when we go from that perspective, of course they're going to want to do it with us if they're committed to it and we have a good connection. But it's really focusing on getting them committed to the outcome that they want is what I'm taking away.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Thank you so very much, Bill, and thank you, everybody else. If anybody has any other questions that I can answer, if you want to hang on the line, I'll stay on for, like, I could stay on for 10 more minutes and take care of that. So, Bill, as usual, I've always learned something from you every single time. So thanks a lot.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So if anybody has any questions for me, and I just want you to know that I invited Bill here, and he made an incredible offer. Usually that's $1,000. You know, he'll slash the price by 50% to $1,000, but he's never done it to $500. So I just want to let you know. And, you know, my vested interest in you doing something like this is that you're going to take this message that we're learning and all these amazing skills that you already have and actually reach so many more people when you have these skills. And it's like somebody asked, I think it was Martha asked about, you know, I'm not necessarily being a practitioner, but I want to educate. It's enrolling people in that dream that they have. And you can take people through almost an enrollment conversation in an educational setting where you're enrolling them in the outcome. You're getting them so that they want that outcome. I know, Tracy, you do all the time. You do those group things. And it's just enrolling them in what the transformation is going to be. And then it's just a very small matter of getting them to say yes to you in particular. So I really, I've had a lot of value to what Bill has taught me. So I just, you know, I have no vested interest in you saying yes or no financially to this. It's my vested interest is in you getting the outcome that you came here to get. So if it feels right to you, go for it. So any other questions for me? I'm going to look it up, look up here. How's this going to coincide with the NEPT schedule? Well, Bill's thing is on, it's just an ongoing, you get access to the website, you can go on calls with him and ask him questions, but it shouldn't affect the NEPT schedule at all. It's something that as you're learning this, the stuff that you're learning from me and in this program, you're going to be able to practice these skills. And they have a Facebook group they just started, and I got in the Facebook group and I took the program like 3 years ago. So it shouldn't, and it's something that's going to coincide. So if you're thinking, well, maybe not, this is not the right time, I'll do it later, know that if you do, it's going to cost you at least $500 more. And that's, you know, that's why I wanted to have this, him come on when he was willing to do this. And I really did have to pull teeth to get, he didn't even know, I guess his assistant didn't tell him that we got them to go down from the $700 or whatever he originally offered to the five. So, and Modesto, is that Jane?
Yes, can you hear
hey,
me?
Hey, Jane.
Hi. Question for you. You've done this a while. My issue more is about keeping people enrolled once they're in the program and the difficulty in keeping them enrolled.
Keeping them enrolled, you mean in the vision and the motivation?
In the vision. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a matter of always coming back to it. Like each time that you're speaking with them is, you know, reminding them of what that vision is. You know, we're on the way to working. You know, yes, it's hard making some of these changes, but remember that vision. Remember, you know, just really constantly bringing them back to that. And you can always write, when you're doing a consultation with them, is to write down as much as you can or record it and then transcribe it later, the words that they use to describe what they want the most. And bringing it back at times when it feels like they're falling back and it's too hard.
So you're always having, essentially, you're always in enrollment.
You're always in enrollment.
Always constantly.
Always. Always, always. You've got to just keep the message high. You know, and as they start to go down, you know, that's why I asked that question specifically, is because we find that you start to try to get them into their vision, and they're going, yes, and I want that, but my fingers hurt so much, there's no way I could get it. And yes, I want that, but this hurts so much. And I loved what Bill said about, you know, just asking their permission to just divert that. But they're going to want to get into that all the time. And it's really, and helping them, and you're good at this because you know the energetics and all, is listening for their disempowering language and helping them to shift it. And I always ask people right at the beginning of working with them, is it okay? You know, we all have these ways of speaking that bring us down and get in the way of our healing. Is it okay when I hear you if I could teach you more empowering ways to say something? And you ask their permission. So then when they start to say, and it's too hard and I don't know how to do this and I'll never get there, is to say, you know, here's one of the things. How about if we reframe that? Could we think about a way that we can say that in another way? Wow, I'm on this journey, and it's really been a big journey, and I know I'm working in the right direction, and I'm going to get there, you know, or something like that, to just help them to reframe their words to the more positive. And if you remember what they've said in that enrollment conversation, trying to say it in their words. Right, remembering their way of phrasing what they wanted the most. Yep, the journey to that blissful time sitting at the piano and entertaining the masses is a long one, but we're working there. Look how much closer we've gotten from that first time to now.
Right. I just wanted to make a comment. You know, if anybody is just kind of sitting on the fence about whether or not to work with Bill Barron, do it.
Yeah.
I actually, in my first practice, it was a practice session because there's a whole online team of people. My first practice session, I didn't even have a program. And we were just practicing, and we weren't even practicing the whole script. We were practicing the very beginning. And by the end of it, with the enrollment, the woman said, well, give me your program. And I said, well, I don't have one. She says, no, make one. I want your program.
There you go. It's a great way to get engaged with other people who need what
you
do. Yeah, I love that story.
It's a great program. He is really great.
He comes from the heart. You know, you could hear that. He didn't even try to sell you his program. I had to do it for him. But, you know, he really, because we brought him here to create value, and I thought, you know, that he can't just create value by giving you a little taste. You're going to need to go further. And I can synthesize what I've learned from him and share it with you, but it's not like getting it straight from the horse's mouth and hearing those distinctions. And I will say that I learn every time I listen to him, and I got a few distinctions, a few ahas that came to me. I'm like, oh, I got to change that. Oh, I'm going to do that one a little bit differently. So, yeah. And I love that map. If you guys haven't downloaded that map, the Yes Map, what was it, BillBarron.com/gift, it looks gorgeous. It looks like something you can just, like, hang on your wall and, you know, remind you of the process. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, all colorful and everything. So, yeah, I highly encourage you to get his gift and do that. So it's the, like, layout of the process. So that was a great gift. Anybody else? Wireless, that was you. Okay, I'll just turn your thing off. Thank you, Jane. Thanks for sharing that. And let me see if there's anybody else that's typed in questions. So, yeah. So I just want to say, and I'm just going to be totally transparent, you know, I feel like, oh, God, you guys are in this program. You've invested a lot to be here. And, you know, I'm offering, you know, you to do something. And I feel like kind of icky. Okay, well, should I really do that and have him come on? But I will say that it's the best investment I ever made. And I was in his Movers and Shakers program. It didn't cost $50,000 for 6 months, but it cost that for a year. And that I invested in that, and I got every penny back and more by what I learned and how I was able to grow my business. So I invested in myself. And, you know, $500 is a lot different than $50,000. And that's why I invited him here. So if you felt uncomfortable with me having someone on one of our program calls and making an offer, I apologize for that. But I think you got a lot of value from what he did. And I just, yeah. I just think it's a great opportunity for all of you to take care of it. So thank you guys so much for being here. I'm going to open up everybody's line so I can hear your voices. Tracy, I didn't hear from you. And hi, Cindy.
Dr. Rita Marie, I was trying to ask a question, but I couldn't
hear
the number.
You didn't do so, too. Oh, no.
Okay,
let me just tell you guys one thing here.
Right.
If you guys are on a call, like an instant teleseminar call like this, and you're trying to raise your hand and I'm not seeing it, if you press *7, it opens up your line, and you can barge in.
Oh.
Like, I'm trying to ask you a question.
I was asking all kind of numbers. But you know what the beauty is? That Cassandra asked my question.
She did.
Yes. It was about when people say, I have to talk to my husband. And
exactly.
I'm like, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I was thinking of you when she asked you because we had that conversation not that long ago.
Yes, so I'm glad that he answered Cassandra.
Yes. Thank you, Cassandra.
Dr. Rita Marie, I was going to say, I appreciate this call, you know, how you were saying you feel icky. No, I was thinking it was wonderful, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you working with him and giving us that offer, and I think it is, you know, can be very beneficial, even if you're, you know, just to hear him, even if it's not taking the offer. So I appreciate that you are able to do that for us in this program.
Thank you. And, yeah, and as much as I've learned from him and from other people I've studied with, I'm, you know, synthesizing, summarizing, and passing down. But I think with this, you know, I can't spend hours on enrollment conversations. We miss out on thyroid and adrenals and
right.
blood sugar and all.
Blood sugar.
So I can't, you know, but I can introduce you to it and then say he can take you deeper if that's what you're ready for. So that's all. I just want to make sure that, you know, we do that. So I could have just had him on and just had him offer his free gift, a little thing, but I just felt like, you know, he was willing to make a special arrangement for us, and I really think it's awesome. It's one of the best things. Sitting on my shelf, I was actually glanced over at my shelf as you guys were talking. When he first did it, he had a physical product. So I have this little Master of Enrollment binder sitting on my shelf very close to me. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Let's check on
thank
the Q&A
thank
and
you.
See if anybody else. So.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Everybody's done. Everybody's gone. Let me check the one last thing on that chat that's open. Martha said, I'm enrolling too. Yes. Appreciate that offer and all you share. So great. Yay. Thank you, guys. Have a great time. And
thank
we'll
you.
Talk to you. I think
thank
next
you.
Week, if
good
not
night.
The week after.
Thank
so.
You.
Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. All you guys, make sure. You might have gotten an email the other day that said he had to do something special to sign up for the blood sugar program, and that was a mistake. It shouldn't have gone out to you guys. You just are in. I mean, it's part of this program. So we'll just have extra calls. So if it's not too much to talk to me once every other week, you're going to be talking to me every week between now and mid-January or end of December, I should say. And for those of you who have already been in insulin resistance, you know that it's always good to hear a lot of stuff again. And we'll have open calls, and we've reorganized it. So it'll the first module is already there on your site. You should see blood sugar, and you'll see it. And then we're going to be putting the new, you know, revamping what we had before into a much more organized and streamlined approach. And I'm looking forward to it because it's my favorite. Well, it's one of my favorite topics to talk about. I don't know what my favorite is, but it's one of my favorites to talk about. And if you have friends or family, you know, colleagues that you think would benefit, you can send them to the registration link for the webinar that we did yesterday, or you can just send them straight to insulinresistancepractitioner.com because we are keeping the price at the $9.97 until, I think, technically Sunday, but we're telling, you know, unless Stacy decides to work on Sunday, it'll probably not be till Monday morning. So, thank you,
Dr. Marie. Quick questions, because is our program in? You said it was in March, and I know Bill Barron's thing is in March. Do you have
ours
a date for
ours?
Ours is
the first week in March.
Okay, good, great.
It's the first week. Yep, and that's going to be here, and we're, you know, almost 100%. That we have it at that same place, which I'm excited about. And so it'll be the first week in March. You guys, we're going to have the three days at the beginning, 3 days at the end, but it adds up to 5. So 3 + 3 = 5 because the one day in the middle is everybody together. So the new people coming in will be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You guys will be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then if you guys want to come to the first 2 days and meet everybody and just participate again, you're welcome to do that as well. And I also threw out there that if anybody's open to it, wants to stay an extra day, we can have, you know, like a just fun hangout party, hiking, party at my house kind of thing on Saturday.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, because you know, I had this vision. I told Lynn when she was here, I just had this vision. I have all these like videos and fun stuff that I've never gotten a chance to look at fully. And I thought I'd love to have a weekend where I just invited everybody that wants to watch them together. And we just like, you know, we don't make popcorn, but we maybe make cauliflower popcorn, who knows. And I watch these cool educational videos together. So that's one of my dreams. Maybe someday will come to fruition. But I thought we'll at least get close by having you, you know, inviting you to come and hang out and have a great time. I had such a great time with Steph and Jane here last weekend that I just want to do that more.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, you guys take care. Have fun. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The moderator has left the conference.